It's a pleasure to be able to be in God's house this morning. First, I want to say thank you for the elders. Thank you for Obed for allowing me to come to you this morning to be able to give God's word. Before I start, I want to be able to go into prayer. So let us go in prayer. Father, Lord thy God, we give you all the honor and glory, Father. Father, thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to be able to get up this morning to come and worship you, dear Lord, because we want to, Father. Dear Lord, I come as a humble servant, Father, before you. I pray, Father, that you give me the boldness, what you have allowed me to study, and you have guided me to it. Father, to speak your words, not mine. Father, I pray you continue to watch over me, dear Lord. Father, I also pray for those that were not mentioned this morning, Father. We pray for Betty Hunter, Phil Hunter, John Mitchell, Bill Fulton, Charles Dillon, Karen Brazos. Father, we pray for those individuals, Father, and probably more that we do not know. Father, for I know that they're all hurting all physically, Father. But I know, Father, that if it was their will that they would be here, I know that they would be. Father, give them the comfort that they need. Father, again, I thank you so much for allowing us to begin this day in your house. For all things I pray to your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. My discussion for this morning is called God's Design, God's Path. Our brother read a scripture, Revelation 4:11. Worthy are you, our Lord and God. This phrase acknowledges the supreme worthiness of God, a central theme in Christian worship. The use of worthy reflects the recognition of God's inherent value and authority. The title, Our Lord and God, emphasizes a personal relationship with the divine, echoing the language of reference found throughout Scripture, such as Psalms 95:3, which declares the Lord as a great God and King. For you created all things. This phrase affirms God as the Creator, a foundational belief Christian theology. It reflects Genesis 1:1, where God is depicted as the originator of the universe. The act of creation establishes God's authority and right to receive worship. In the context of Revelation, this serves as a reminder of God's ultimate control over history and the cosmos, providing assurance to believers facing persecution. The acknowledgement of God as creator also contrasts the pagan creation myths, asserting the uniqueness and supremacy of the biblical God, God's design. Hebrews 8:5 says, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Philippians 3:15 through 17 says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal unto this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Colossians 1:16-17 says, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether ye be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You see, a carpenter needs a reliable design, pattern, or blueprint to build according to specifications. Without some sort of guide or instructions, they would be in darkness as to what another wanted. This is especially true in the spiritual realm, 1 Corinthians 2:11. Man cannot direct his own steps in religion, Jeremiah 10:23, also Proverbs 16:25. God has always given a perfect design, pattern, and man must build according to it. If a carpenter built several houses by the same blueprint without changes, they would be identical. Let us faithfully build according to God's design, pattern, denouncing all changes and alterations, and we will have exactly what God intended for us. Divine patterns. Moses had to build the tabernacle according to the pattern design given by God. Exodus 25:8-9 and 40. There was much disobedience in following the pattern of the tabernacle. Leviticus 10:1-2, 16:12, 1 Chronicles 13:7-10, 15:11-15. Solomon had to build the temple according to that pattern, 1 Chronicles 28:11-19. There was disobedience again in following this pattern, 2 Chronicles 26:16-20, 33:4-11. The church must be built according to the design pattern given by our Lord God. Choosing the path of Christ. The Lord took one road, one path. It was the one that had never been traveled before. Others have tried to follow the path in his footsteps, yet it is still one less traveled by. It was the hard road. It was the only road Jesus saw, in spite of the fact that another path was offered and could have been chosen. Satan's temptations did not alter Christ's path. His focus did not lead him into any other direction but the cross. And this had made all the difference for you and for me. To follow Christ, we must follow the hard road. It may take us to those who would betray us. It may lead us to suffering and cruelty. It will direct us to those who would walk with us on this journey. It will lead us to the destruction of our earthly bodies. It will take us back from death to the path God's design pattern with Christ. Walking in Christ's light. Ephesians 5, 8 through 15 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." See, the Bible says we're to walk with the intent of God's light. As Paul told the new believers in Jesus at Ephesus, follow God's example and walk in the way of love. Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. But what does it look like to walk that way? As we step into Christ's love and light, we turn from our sins that might include immorality, impurity, idolatry, and coveting have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Paul said, but rather expose them, verse 11. Pagan worship thrived in Ephesus, but the apostles' word steered the new believers aright. At one time, you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 8. He added, the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So find out what pleases the Lord. Verse 9 through 10. The benefit, the light of Jesus will shine on you. Verse 14. Lighten your path. Look carefully then how you walk. Paul concluded, verse 15. Walking confidently in Christ's light will bless others as we point them to him, the source of true light, God's design, pattern, and path. Stand firm in your faith. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Be watchful, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Obedience, 7th, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Notice the word but. So now we've discussed about God's pattern. We've discussed about God's path. We've had scripture on faith. We had scriptures in obedience. So now I'm going to give you this. What is a visual aid? A visual aid is an item or of illustrative matter, such as a film, slide, or model, designed to supplement writer or spoken information so that it can be understood more easily. Most of you know that I have a hobby, and one of my hobbies is to do string art. But it's not string art, it's wire art. I've made my designs to the point that it's one of a kind. The outside design and the inside design. My design will not fade, the nails will not rust, the wire will stay its strength. It's not gonna bend. But you see, that's my perfect design, but I can change it off and on. But that's a man's design. God's design is a perfect design. God's design, he had his design even before he said, "Let there be light." A perfect design that we need to focus on. He has a perfect path, inside path. So I'm going to give you an image that it will be focused as God's design. Do not focus on my design, for it's man's design, but focus that this design is God's design, his perfect design, his perfect path. Everything in this design will last from now on. But this is my design, man's design. God's design surpasses any design that man puts out. Man's design. I made the same design, but you see the difference. There's an outside design. An inside design, there is no design. All it is what you see. This will fade. The nails will rust. The string will bend and give. It won't last. That's man's design. Focus on both images as we continue. Let's talk about worship. We all know that we can't come to worship all the time. God only knows your heart and knows when you can come and when you cannot. Do you come because you want to come? Because you want to come and listen to God's word? Do you come to take the Lord's Supper, as we are supposed to take the Lord's Supper the first day of the week? Does coming to worship, does that take away from having to work, provide for your family? Does it take away from family, having family time? Does it take away from friends, to be around friends? Does it take away from just living the life that God has given us? Brothers and sisters, God does not say that you cannot do all those things. But God does say that we must have him first in our lives. Amen. And only him first. Does worship mean that you only come off and on? So by looking at these designs, are you in God's design? Or are you in man's design, your own design? Do you want to walk half of God's design, or do you want to walk half of your design? What does Revelation 3:15-16 say? I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Brothers and sisters, you can't do half. You're either hot or you're cold. Psalms 95, 6 or 7 says, Oh, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Matthew 4:10 says, Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Brother, that's when he was being tempted. But even when he was tempted, his faith never wavered. Instead, he says, Worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Talk about faith. There are many examples of faith in our Bible, brothers. So many. So we need to be able to stand firm in our faith. We can see God's design, but we can also see God's inside design. This, brothers, is God's inside design. This is a perfect design, perfect path for us to be guided by. The Holy Spirit's work. This is inside design. All we need to do is to continue to expand on our knowledge, to gain more understanding. Whenever the shortcomings come or the storms of life come, we know that all we have to do is to stand firm in thy God. He's always there, ready to pick us up. Obedience. I only gave one verse of obedience, and that was Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. But obedience. Are we being obedient to his will? Or are we being obedient, studying thy word daily? Are we being obedient to come and worship because we want to, not because we have to? Are we obedient to come not just on Sunday morning, but to come in evening and Wednesdays when the doors are open? What design do you want to walk? Do you want to walk on God's design that I've showed? Or do you want to walk the design that man that I showed? Or do you want to walk half and half? You don't want to do that. What does Matthew 7, 13, 14 says? Enter ye in that straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Obedience. Obedience for us to continue to walk the narrow path road. Brother, I'm 71 years old. And sometimes I wonder where all the days have gone, all the years. And they've gone so fast. And I'm just wondering, why did it go so fast? I don't even remember some of the old days. But we are to be led by the perfect narrow road, His design, His path. Are you ready to meet our God? That's a question that each one of us needs to ask ourselves. Even if you're a new Christian or an older Christian in faith. Are we in God's design to continue to be strengthened by God's word? Or are you in man's design? But don't be on half and half. The Lord will return for His kingdom. Which kingdom? The Church of Christ. In Matthew 16:8, He says, I will build my church. Are we part of that kingdom, brothers and sisters? Can you actually say that I am ready, that I am in that church? Are you a member of the church? Can you say, I'm ready? You don't want to hear, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Open your Bibles to Matthew 7. We'll read 22 to 23. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. See what it says. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. Brothers, that's not a word I want to hear. That's not a word you want to hear. But I do want to hear what 2 Timothy 4:7 says. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Brothers and sisters, that's what we look forward to, dear brothers and sisters. Are you in God's design, in God's path? Or are you in man's design? Or are you half and half? Conclusion. There's a song on page 361 that says there's a great day coming. The lyrics says, are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Have you been walking God's design? Have you been walking that narrow road? When you steer off that road, do you ask in prayer for God to bring you back? Brothers, that's the design, that's the path that we need to follow. There's also another song that says 545. That's one of Joe's favorite songs. This world is not my home. Hear the words, brother. You need to understand the words when you sing that song. It is correct. It is not our home. We're just passing through. Like I said, my days seem like they have gone so fast. I don't know where they all went. I look forward to the days that are coming, but they're so short. 71 years old, and now I look forward to the days ahead. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. What does that mean to you, brothers? Your spiritual works. Are your spiritual works being laid up beyond the blue? Can you actually say, my spiritual works are being laid up? Coming to worship, studying thy word daily. Coming to worship because you want to come, not because you have to. Coming to worship on time. Obedience is a very hard word for most Christians, because not being obedient is a lot easier. But being spiritually obedient, it is harder. But it is only as hard as you make it. So are you walking in God's design? Or are you walking in your own man's design? And even worse, half God's design and half my design. Will you obey Christ today? If you believe in Jesus and want to receive the remission of your sins and be baptized to your sins and begin your walk in God's design, God's path, or if you need prayers, come. I asked Joel to lead this song for the invitation song. 1-0. I surrender all. Hear the words, see the words. I surrender all. What does that mean? It means you surrender all your heart. It means you surrender to God's design, God's path, all the design, not half, but all. As we stand and sing this song of invitation,